speak a little bit about the meaning of the Zman of Pesach Bechlal, the meaning of Matzah, in particular the meaning of Afikoymen, and some of the Minhagim surrounding Afikoymen. First thing which we should understand is that there's a battle between the Kedusha and the Tumah. There's a war. The events throughout history is from every door. It's a Malchama L'Hashem V'Amalek Midor Dor. There's a battle between the Sitra Acha and the Kedusha. Who's the boss? But they're fighting over something in particular. They're fighting over the life force of the world. Hashem created a life force. It's called Kedusha, the secret of Chaim. And the secret of Chaim, this is what we're fighting over. So, the way that a simpleton looks at the world, and the way that a tzaddik looks at the world, is that simpleton looks at the world and he sees, you know, every day he sees in his own dalanamos that, you know, whether he's a firm yet, whether he's not, every day goes by. You know, just another day. As long as my life is quiet, and everything's quiet. The tzaddik doesn't rest. Because when he looks at the world, he sees every aspect, every corner of the world, the manifestation of this melchama. And the tzaddik is a ben chayil, the ben yishchayil, and the tzvakos Hashem. And everything which the tzaddik does, it's with the intention of the redemption. Like we might say the tzaddik is involved in geula. This is the concept of being mal and nitzotos hakedusha. The concept of being mal and nitzotos hakedusha means that sparsik fedusha, which is part of the life force which Hashem created, was broken off, let's say, from where it belongs. So Klal Yisrael as a role, as a whole, ba'amech kulam tzadikim, whatever we do, we're involved in the nitzotos hakedusha. When we do mitzvahs, we free nitzotos hakedusha. We elevate nitzotos hakedusha. When we do averus chas v'shalom, we can drive them deeper into their galus chas v'shalom. Part of the geula, and this is on a hashkafic level, part of the geula, which takes place, which reoccurs every year on Pesach, is to know that we're always involved in the process of geula. That because you're revealed, that you're redeemed, I should say, and that you're a free man, that means that you're now, your role now is to be involved in geula constantly. That's what it means to be a ben goyel. And Hashem gave us a chayrus olam, which means that a yid is always involved in the process of geula. The Tzias Mitzrayim was the beginning of the process of geula, which Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to complete. That's why we don't start Yitzias Mitzrayim from Yitzias Mitzrayim. We say, speak with Terach. We speak about Terach. We speak about Avram Avinu. We speak about where the Kedusha fell. When Adam Rishon did his chait, it fell to Terach. And from Terach came an Avram. And Avram Avinu was the beginning of Geula. We speak about that. Because when we speak about it the Seder night, we're not just speaking about a Geula which once took place, a Yitzias Mitzrayim, Diknait, and that's what we're here to do. Every Seder is part of the evolution of Geula. We take place in the Geula. We're active members of the Geula. We're active members of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is an ongoing process. Goyal Yisrael. Goyal Yisrael. That Hashem will be Goyal. So just as we begin the night of the Seder by speaking about the past, which took place in the past, we speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim, which took place thousands of years ago. There's also Yitzias Mitzrayim in the present. And as we move right through as we invite her in the Seder, So we say, Chayav Adam Liras is after the Kibbutz Yotzim in Mitzrayim. Right now you have to appreciate. Your Geula is taking place now. In the present there's a Geula. So we do the past and we do the present and we don't stop there. Then we talk about Safon. Then we talk about Barech, Halal Nitzah, that there will be a Geula. And that we're not done. And we're part of the process of bringing the final Geula. And see, Katsarim is an ongoing process. As it says, Kani Hashem Hamala Eschani Eretz Mitzrayim. Mam Hashem, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. In the present. But see, Katsarim is an ongoing process. Lil Seder, there is an opportunity for us on a huge scale to participate in the Geula process, which is an ongoing process. And that means this battle between the Kedusha and the Klipa to be involved and to free through the mitzvahs of the Laila whatever Kedusha is left to be freed from the hands of the Tumah. How did it get there? The reason why I got there was because of the Chayt of Adam HaRishon. 5,774 years ago, Adam HaRishon was placed in a gan. He ate from that Eitz Hadas. By eating from that Eitz, the Mela, he was quite in Bekedusha, and then the Tzotzos of Bekedusha, they fell, they were broken off from its source, and it fell into the lower world. That's our involvement. We need to go down there to raise up the Kedusha from there. It's a whole hot maracha, but hopefully we'll have time to give justice to the sinner. The Zohar Kodesh tells us that Mechiyas HaMalek will take place on Erev Pesach. It's a prophecy. Chacham Adach Minavi. And it's Chachma, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shema Yochai. Mechiyas HaMalek will take place on Erev Pesach. What's the simen? The similar davar is that we burn chametz every Erev Pesach. If we burn chametz Erev Pesach, chametz is a malek. So just like beer chametz takes place every year in Erev Pesach, so the Zayim Mechiyas HaMalek will take place in Erev Pesach. You see that from the Leilat Yetzias Mitzrayim also. Not only did Hashem say no chametz when you come in Pesach, but Hashem killed all the Bechayrus in Mitzrayim. Who are the Bechayrus in Mitzrayim? So it says the Gain, it's based on a Zayah. The neshamos of the Bechayrim in Mitzrayim were all the neshamos of Amalek. So therefore, the killing of the Bechayrim is not something isolated from Mechiyas HaMalek. That is Mechiyas HaMalek. Killing the Bechayrim was an act of Mechiyas HaMalek on Hashem's part. So on every level you see, Chametz, Mechiyas HaMalek. Killing of the Bechayrim, Mechiyas HaMalek. What will be Los Alavai? Mechiyas HaMalek, Erev Pesach. Now why Dafka Erev Pesach? What's the significance of that? The Chayt of Adam HaRishon took place on the first day of creation. Yom HaShishi is really the Yom Rishon. It's the Yom Rishon. Because it was the first day that man was created. So although it wasn't the first day of creation, but because the purpose of the world was for man, so if Ma'ayis is B'machshav HaTchila, right? Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecha, we say on Rosh Hashanah, right? The first day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, Erev, that day which he was Chayte, that's Yom Rishon. Now because Adam HaRishon was Poygen on Yom Rishon with the Mitzvah Rishonah, it was done by Adam HaRishon with the Mitzvah Rishonah on the Yom Rishon of creation, doing so meant that he took his fist and he took a punch right into every rachis in the Bria. Every rachis in the Bria has a pagam. So there are so many mitzvos which need tikkunim, and a mitzvah means tikkun, which pertain to the concept of rachis. Rachis. Rachis always needs a tikkun. Rachis to achsan, gotta give it to the kohen. Why do you have to give it to the kohen? You give it to the kohen because only he can eat it and be misakin the kedusha. The klipa is so strong on a rachis. Because the klipa is so strong, in order to make tikkunim to a davar which is a rachis davar, it needs to go to the kohen.
What is the kohen who has that? What does the kohen have that gives him that special koach?
It comes from a higher place than a yid does.
What about the bechor, like our bechors, we have them sort of a bit
of mitzvah? Oh, that's it. The thing is that there has to be a pigeon bechor. Unless there's a pigeon bechor, you can do nothing as a bechor. You belong to the klipa. The reason why every racious, every firstborn child, there needs to be a pigeon bechor, even by behemoth, this is a pidyon b'chor behemoth. Right? The reason is because you have to be poda miyad haklipa. And that too involves the kohen.
What about like a
bechorah?
It's
on the male. Adam Rishon was the chote. She was on the Messiah. So the men. The men make the Kedusha happen or to go away. So because it was a pagam in the Rishis was affected on every level. Every Rishis will always have more potential Kedusha, but will need to be redeemed from the hands of the Klipa. And the Kohen is a person who does that because Kohen, a lot of inyanim by the Kohen, comes from the sphere of Chachma. Kulam Chachmas Beriru, Kohen is Gmatra Bitachon, and Kohanim would be involved with the Shemus Hashem. Lots of inyanim, why Dafka the Kohen. But every Rishis is Nifkan. Hence, Rishis Goyim Amalek. Rishis is always associated with Amalek. Whenever there's a Rishis, there's Amalek. But because Adam Rishon, moving on to the next shot, because Adam was pregnant on Yom Rishon, with the mitzvah Rishonah, as the Adam HaRishon, right, all these things on every level, which is meaning time, space, and place, they were scattered amongst the world in a way where it was unidentified, unbeknownst to Adam HaRishon, what happened to these rishis. We did not know. What do I mean by that? In time, place, and in space, time, place, and person, there's a rishis. Klai Yisrael called the rishis. Right? Called rishis to us, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael is called the rishis. Right? Nobody knew where that neshama of Avram Avinu was. Nobody knew it would be in a terach. It was in a terach. It was in the hands of the klipa. Nobody knew that Avram Avinu was going to restore Yahadis in the Tikkun HaOlam. Also, when it came time to find the site of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Rishis and Makom, David HaMelech says, right, Lo etein shnas leinai, I'm not going to sleep out there some Makom Hashem, until I find the place of Hashem. What do you mean? It says in the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah where it is. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah where that is. David had to find it. Why David had to find it? Because the Rishis is concealed. There's a concealment of the Rishis called the Rishis Goyim Amalek. And also the Rishis in time. Right. What's the ratios in time? Right? Rosh Hashanah. Bakesav Yom Chagenu. Rosh Hashanah is concealed. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah what day Rosh Hashanah is. We have all these different drushes in Chazal to find out where Rosh Hashanah is. You would think that the Torah would say, Bakesav Yom Chagenu. The same thing is true when it comes to Pesach. Pesach is also called a ratios. Because we know there's two ratios in Hashanah. There's a ratios in Tishrei, and there's a ratios in Nisan. The Nishan is also an Aratius. And because it's Aratius, it too swamped with Klippas. Swamped with Tumah all around. What happens is that because Adam HaRishon was Chote, and he was Poygim on this day of Yom Rishon, the day of Yom Rishon went into Galus. It went into Galus. And it's in the hands of the Klippa. And you know what day that is? That's Erev Pesach and the first day of Pesach. Erev Pesach and Yom Rishon Shal Pesach. It belongs to the Klipa. And because it belongs to the Klipa, that's why a person eats chametz, which is also rishis. Because lechem is called rishis. Rishis tuasa. Who is rishis? Anybody who eats lechem on Yom Rishon in the Chodesh HaRishon, you're dead. That's a repetition of the Chelitz Adas. But it's not only on Rosh Hashanah, because there's two rishis. Happens to be that the Rishis, there's two, right? There's a Rishis on Rosh Hashanah, right? Where it's a Yom HaDin. The reason why it's a Yom HaDin is because Adam HaRishon was Choti that day. Hashem says, okay, the day that man was Pogim, I'm judging him that day. Hashem recalls the Chet of Adam HaRishon on that day. I'm scared. Same thing is with Nisan. Nisan is also Rishis. But instead of being in the beginning of the month, which is on the Rosh Chodesh, it conceals itself into the middle of the month. Because it went into Galus. But it has to be found. And Hashem, He reveals to us in His Torah where that is. Hashem says, I'm making a yantiv out of Pesach. I'm going to eat matzah, don't eat chametz. Not because Hashem has anything against chametz, per se. We eat chametz all year round. It's just that Hashem says, when it comes this day of the year, where the pagam was, in all the levels of rishis, Hashem says, I love you. I'm taking care of you. Stay away from this. So I'm not an achzar. Like all of a sudden he comes and he says, I'm making choruses on this. What's the difference to Hashem? Will you get chorus on this or not? Hashem says, I see the world with my eyes. I'm tahor einayim. I can see the pnimius of this world. I'm letting you know, as a loving and caring father, that if you eat Pesach, if you eat matzah, if you eat lechem on this day, you're a dead man. You're eating from the Eitz Hadas. Just like I told Adam, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. I'm telling you, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. It's a mitzvah which repeats itself every single year. So Pilum says, what happened to the mitzvah of the Eitz Hadas? Where did it go? You know where it went? It was in this galgel into the mitzvah of not eating lechem on Pesach. That's the mitzvah, not eating from the Chinuch.
What about the goyim?
The enemies don't have a shayrish at all. They don't have a shayrish of chayim. They have nothing to be cut off from.
Is that why there's an Indian to fast there, Pesach?
An Indian to fast.
And also Rosh Hashanah?
That's right. It's an Indian to fast on these days, because whenever there's a Malik, there's an Indian to fast. Chazal say that. Purim, Tainus Esther. It's Chazal. Whenever there's a Malchama against a Malik, there's a fast day. So Erev Pesach is a Malchama. You go to Malchama against a Malik. When there's a Malchama, there's a fast.
Rosh Hashanah
we eat chametz.
Rosh Hashanah
we eat chametz.
So isn't that also
appreciated
like in the other month?
They have different inyanim. Rosh Hashanah has its inyan, and then Pesach has its inyan. There's shofar also.
Fasting to the Seder?
No, not fasting. You mean like you come to the Seder fasting?
Yeah.
It's
so hard.
No, we don't do it. We have an
inyan. Have to fast.
No, we dafka, we don't do it. That's why dafka, the Bukhar is fast, because Adam Rishon was a Bukhar. He was gracious, he was pargim in the Indian of Bukhar. Everything comes and makes sense. And it's giving you the klal. If you want to understand why dafka the Bukhar is, you can understand the whole Inyan. He's talking about the derech klal. Right? The reason why, but we make a suda. We make a siyam. That's not to be taken lightly. There's inyanim by the siyam also. And the siyam has to do with the hamtakas adinim. Like, where mom takes those dinim. The din becomes matah.
It's like using the din against this self. Using like the klip against this self.
Yeah. So what we want to do is there's a way to go against the klipa, which is to fast. Which means that you're involved in the mochama. Right? You see it as a battle. There's another way is by saying there's no battle at all. Hashem doesn't need to battle with the klipas. It's not a mochama at all. It's a game. Hashem plays games with them. It's alalti b'mitzrayim, Hashem says. I made jokes out of Mitzrayim. Right? So some people, they'll say, oh, you know, I'm gonna I don't want to do a siyam. It's a cheap way out. I'm going to fast it through. Yeah. A person should think twice about that. Can't be mevazeh and the minhag Yisrael. Right? The reason why we're fasting bizman hazeh is for a couple reasons. A, is because we've come so far in terms of sweetening the din. Right? So the din is very weak bizman hazeh. It's very, very weak. Klipa is not strong anymore. It's very, very weak klipa. So he says, let's make a machama against them. Yeah. Just make a siyam. The Kedushas HaTorah, wipe you away. All you have to do is make a siyam, that kedusha itself. You're nobody. You were once much stronger than you were. Now you're old, you're weak. All we need to do is learn some Torah and you're done.
How is it going to be so weak if this is the most harsh galus?
It's because we don't know ourselves, the galus is so thick. Bizman hazeh, it's not that the klipa is strong. Not that the klipa is strong. That's why I'm saying the klipa is very weak. It's just that what they do is that their tactic is very strong, and they make us forget how strong we are. That's the problem. We don't know who we are. So if Cook, his pieces are always about Yidni Sinov, his Koyach HaNeshama. If a Yid would know the Koyach HaNeshama, we'd blast them to smithereens. There's no Muhammad B'zman Hazeh. The Gullus is that they make us, they fool us into thinking that we're nobodies. So yeah, and it becomes hard. Because if I'm a nobody and they're nobody, then nobody against nobody is a war. The second somebody knows that he's something, then there's no Muhammad anymore. It's a whole different type of attack. So comes Pesach. Comes Pesach, and Hashem says, stay away from all the rishis. You don't know which day it is, I'm letting you know. This is the day that the Chedavat and Harishon took place. This is the Yom Rishon, Maisa Vereishis. Don't eat chametz, because if you do that, you're repeating the same mistake. Now, as we mentioned, the Kedusha is in the hands of the Klipa. And why is that significant in terms of this day? This is the day, these 7 days of Pesach are the days of the year which belong to the Klipa. These are their holiday. This is their holiday. But as we said, Hashem makes a holiday out of their holiday. Okay? Makes the Yontav out of their Yontav. Hashem says, don't stay away from that stuff, and if you do that, you can make it into a Yontav. That's what Hashem said. The reason why that's significant is because if it's their day, and this is the day where they show themselves, they reveal themselves. Hashem says, this is my chance, this is the time, I'm going to take the Kiddush away from them. Because when you lift up your head, and you make yourself known to the world, right? This is the day where, this is their stronghold, this is where they belong, this is their fortress. Hashem says, I got to go into their fortress, and take out the Kiddush from them. Take out the Kiddush. This is why Pesach, the Arizal says, is called Pesach. Pesach means that the mouth speaks. I don't want to get there yet. Let's talk about the three mitzvahs which take place on Pesach. Night of the Seder. Okay, there's the Korban Pesach. There was the Bris Milah. I'm talking about the first one. Bris Milah, Korban Pesach, and the Mezuzah. The Mezuzah. The Dam al Pesach. What's the Tzad Shava between these three mitzvahs? They all have to do with a psicha. They all have to do with an opening. Bris Milah, right? You have to make a hole. You have to open up the concealment. Korban Pesach, you got to open up your mouth. Like Dari says, Pesach, the mouth opens. The mouth opens. To eat the Korban Pesach, you need to open your mouth. And the Mezuzah, at the Pesach Hadalas. It's about opening up things which can be closed. You open up the concealment. It's like Pesach is a Lashon Psicha. The Samach and the Saf are interchangeable. It's a Psicha. It's a Psicha. You open it up. Also ties to Purim. Tie everything to Purim. Mordechai, the Gemara says his name is Psachia. His name is Psachia. That's his real name. Psachia. Why is he called Psachia? Because when did the Nes of Pesach of Purim take place? On Pesach. Right? So the Tzaddik has to be called Psachia because Haman died on Pesach, because that's the role of the Tzaddik on Pesach. He makes Psachim. Psachia. Right? It has to do with the Shem Yud Kei also. Yud Kei and the Vav Kei of Amalek. Right? He makes openings. He opens up the concealments. That's the whole Indian of Pesach, is to open. Like we say, if you have a ben she'ino di elishol, apsachle. You gotta open up. You gotta open it up for him. Everything about Pesach is opening up the closed doors. Okay, if Yom Navi comes, what do? Open the door. Open the door. Okay, we do, everything on the Pesach we do is about opening. I'm just giving you klalim. Take the klalim and then analyze the seder. Psachim. Everything is about making a Pesach, opening up those places which are closed. For what purpose? If you open it up, you can stick your hand in and you can take out the Kedusha. And Hashem uses the tactic of Amalek against them. It says in the Torah that after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, Hashem says, what's the tactic of the Sitra Achra? La Pesach Chatas Roivet. They sit at the doorstep. They crouch at the doorstep. Why do they crouch at the doorstep of Kedusha? Because they know that if you can go to the doorstep, you can stick your hand in, you can pull things out. Hashem says, no, that's what you do to the days of Kedusha? That's what you do to Kedusha? That's what I'm going to do to the Tumah. I'm going to park myself right next to you, and when you open up, I'm going to pull things out. And that's what happens every year on Pesach. The day, the Yom Rishon, the day of the Chet, where all the Kedusha fell, and that's mine. That's Kufa. Hashem says, I'm parking myself there on Erev Pesach, I'm going to shach the Korban Pesach, I'm going to eat matzah, I'm going to stay away from chametz, I'm going to pull out. The same way that you steal the Kedusha, I'm going to steal back the Kedusha the way you steal it from me. That's what Hashem says. So therefore, La Pesach Atas Revet, the whole Indian of Pesach is that we take the Psach. Hashem parks himself there, and it's about retrieving Las Kedusha, because this is the Zman which needs the Kedusha to be retrieved. As I said, it's an ongoing process, it's Yitzhak Mitzvah. It's not complete until the final Geula, in which case all the Kedusha is redeemed. And this explains to us, Rabbi Yisrael, why Chazal say, "Benisa nigalu ubi'asidin asidin ligal," will be redeemed in Nisan also. What's the connection between the previous Nisan and the future Nisan? And why do we know that Leil Shimur means that Hashem, that everybody expects and everybody hopes on the night of the Seder that Hashem will bring the Mashiach? We all know that. We grew up as kids knowing maybe Hashem is going to bring Mashiach tonight. Why is it so misugal? The Zayir says the Mashiach will come the night of Pesach. It also says Shavuos, different things it says. Why is it Mesugal? Why is it so Mesugal? Because this is this man that Hashem, every year, he sits by the Tumah and says, I'm pulling out. It's going to get to a point that Hashem is going to pull out, there's going to be nothing left to pull out. And you know what's going to happen? Game is over. Hashem pulled out. When Hashem pulls out that last Kedusha, Mashiach comes. But he's pulling things out the night of Pesach. It's just a matter of when the last one is going to be pulled out. And kafi, the strength that we observe, the yantav of chametz, the yantav of matzah, the yantav of seder, that's how much we empower Kadosh Baruch Hu to go in and to take out more, more, and more, and more. That's why Hashem looks forward every single year to Pesach. Maybe this is going to be the year that you're going to be so gewaldic in the midst of Pesach that Hashem is going to end the galus. Hashem sits there and he calls out. This is what's called in Sfar Magdoshim, this idea of redeeming Sfar Ksakridush called Chayel Bola Vikienu. Chayel Bola means that they swallowed Chayel, which means Kedusha, Vikienu, and Hashem causes them to spit it out. You swallowed it, Hashem causes you to spit it out. If you've ever seen like one of the Sfaradi Sidurim in Shlomo Kubalim, so by the bracha of Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael, at the end there, you'll see that it says like this. It says, Mekabetzenu Yachad. Yachad is a ches in the middle. Me'arba. Yachad. Me'arba.
The bet.
Right. Me'arba kanfa is the vav. The ches beis vav. Especially teva schayel bola vikien. So why dafka this bracha? Because we're speaking about gathering the kedusha from the arba kanfa sa'aret. So that's why there's a remez here to that shame, because that's the shame of the ayin beis shemos. It's one of the 72 names of Hashem, which is the one which is masuga for gathering in kedusha. It's called chayel bala vikyan. And there's a klal by Belia. Anybody here learning machalas asuros? Any smicha guys here? It's a klal called Hagalas Kelim. Kibolo Kach Polta. The way the Bliya goes in, that's where the Bliya goes out. So in the same way that the Bliya of Kedusha went in this fashion, that it was stolen, Hashem says, that's the way I'm going to be pulling. You steal from me, I steal from you. Right? That's not a robbery. That's the midat enes. Like we find by Yaakov Avinu. Right? Rachel says to him, aren't you afraid that my father will steal and lie to you? He says, no. Echav ani b'ramos. I'm a brother to him in Ramos. Yaakov is ish tam. Is ish ha-emes. Titin emes Yaakov. That's not emes, Dick. No, fuck it. That is emes. That is emes. Emes means that if you do like that, you tell me the rules. And if you tell me the rules, I play the same rules. That is MS. Right? So Yaakov says to Esav, if these are the rules which you play by, I can also play by these rules. And that's not like I'm deceiving you. You obey the rules this way. That's the need of MS. You wrote the rule book. I'm playing by those rules. That is MS. Hashem says, I'm letting you define exactly what the rules are. If it's okay to steal from the Kedusha, I can steal it back. And it's not even that it's a Gneiva. Hashem is just taking back which belongs to him. That's certainly MS. Certainly MS. And that's why it's done in this Seder. It's done in this Seder because of this Klal. Now the place of this Kedusha on the night of the Seder.
MS is relative.
Yeah.
So it's not a
It is. It's both. There's what's called an MS Tata, a lower MS, and there's a higher MS. There's a lower and a higher MS. The lower MS is playing by the rules. You set the rules and I play by them. If you give me this hand, I give you the same hand back. But then there's a higher MS, which is called Chosam Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu MS, which is a higher level of MS, which is like the MS that he created. And he always plays by. But there's a secret to know that even when Hashem goes on the lower MS, that's also according to the standards of the higher MS. That these two MSs that they go ahead. It's called MS Lamita. There's MS and there's MS Lamita. Right? Like the Gemara says, Kol Dayan Shadun Din MS Lamita. Nasa Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis. So it becomes a Shutuf. What is MS Lamita? Because there's two MSs. There's an MS where even the lower MS has to concede that there's a higher MS tit. That's this. There's a lower MS and there's a higher MS. Called Emes Lamita, and if you know that Emes Lamita, you're a Shutuf in Maaseh Bereishis, because only Hashem can make a Maaseh Bereishis. If you know that Emes, then you're a Shutuf in Maaseh Bereishis. The eating of the matzah on Pesach, is the act of retrieving Kedusha from the hands of the Tumah. That's the act. The matzah represents that kedusha, and therefore eating the matzah is an act of retrieving the kedusha. Hence, the only mitzvah, b'zman hazeh, the Chassam Sofer points out, which pertains to eating, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, the only mitzvah we have left is matzah on Pesach. There's no more achilas hakarbanos. It's gone. The only mitzvah left, b'zman hazeh, which is a mitzvah sachila, which is a d'oraisa, is Leil Pesach. Eating matzah Leil Pesach. It's untouchable. It's untouchable. The reason being is because the secret of the geula lies in the eating of the matzah. When we eat matzah on the night of Pesach, that is our role. That is how we take the kedusha back from the Torah. In the same way that Adam and Rishon ate lechem, on this man, by doing so, sent the kedusha buried down into the Torah. By us eating matzah, which is lechem, just without the klipa. By eating matzah on this same time, by eating it, we do the exact same thing Adam Rishon did, kebolo kachol. Eating the matzah does that. It's the retrieval of kedusha, and then by eating the matzah, we free the sparks of kedusha. That's the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The real Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're not going anywhere. We're not running out of your house on the night of Pesach, so where is the Yetzias Mitzrayim exactly? Yetzias Mitzrayim is eating the matzah, is the Maisa Yetzias Mitzrayim. Eating Yetzias Mitzrayim itself was the retrieval of kedusha. It's the same thing, it's just in a different way. The Yidden actually had to leave Mitzrayim. We're doing the same thing, but just in a different way. Eating the matzah is Yidden leaving Mitzrayim. It's taking the kedusha and taking it out. By the way, I'll just add, you know, parenthetically, that we know that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they left Bechipazim very quickly. When you eat matzah on Leil Pesach, you know, there's a lot of halachos as to the shear, as to how much matzah you have to eat and what time span you have to eat. In fact, there's an Inyan that, you know, Mishaburi even means it, you're supposed to take the matzah and stuff it into your mouth and not to start to swallow until it's all in your mouth. Right? There's a couple of reasons for that. One reason is because of this idea, that matzah has to be eaten b'chipazim. Why b'chipazim? Because this is the Maisi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then in the same way that the original Yetzias Mitzrayim was b'chipazim, so too the Achilas Matzah also has to be b'chipazim. There's another reason also, just mention the item. It says in the Pasuk, it says, Anech Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha, what do we say? I forget exactly what it is. It's in the Shisha Yom of Yom Chamisha, Yom Revi. We mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we say, Harchiv Picha V'Amaleihu. Right? Open up your mouth and I'll widen it, and I'll fill it, so the Hashem says. Harchiv Picha V'Amaleihu. I forget the exact lashon of the pasuk. It says, Yetzias Mitzrayim, open your mouth and I'll fill it. What's the connection? Because when you open your mouth and you fill it with matzah, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's a kichol peh l'cha yoyde, right? Every mouth will give thanks to you. What's a kol peh? Kol peh means with your full mouth. With your full mouth. Like halacha. And hilchos brachos. You can't say bracha if you have anything in your mouth. A bracha has to be kol peh. Right? So too, by eating the matzah on the night of Pesach, that's the ma'aseh geula, that's the shir in shevach tasha. A kol peh is a gematria matzah. Because you have to eat the matzah but kol peh. It's the entire peh. That's another reason why you stuff your mouth with matzah. Not just because b'chipazim, because it's the b'chin of kol peh, harchev picha v'amaleihu. Fill it up. Getting back to what we were saying, eating the matzah. So eating the matzah is the ma'aseh Yetzias Mitzrayim. But not the motzi matzah. It's the afikomen. Happens to be that the word motzi matzah is the same thing as afikomen. Afikomen means, in Targum, afiku means to take out man. Man is the matzah. We know that the man is the matzah. The matzah in the midbar had a tam man. So it's the same thing as motzi matzah. Motzi means take out matzah. Afiku man. Right? Take out matzah. The same thing. So one's in Targum, one's in Lashon HaKodesh. What's the difference? Why is afikomen in Lashon Targum? The word afikomen is a, some say it's a Greek word. Hey, right, afikomen. Why in a different lashon? You know why? Because it's the klipa. Because when you eat the afikomen, you stick your hand into the klipa and you take out the matzah. Motzi man, right? You take out man. Man in Kabbalah means the kedusha, the lower kedusha. It stands for mayin nukvin, the lower waters. The kedusha is called man. Right? You take out the mat. You take out the nitzotzos, which is in the hands of the Pesach. That's what you do when you eat afikom. Just like when Yaakov took the brachas from Esau. Right? Because he took those brachas. That's also the b'chin of afikom. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonneveld says. That says, b'achicha b'mirma. Yitzchak tells Esau. What happened to the brachas? Your brother came with conspiracy. He conspired against you. He took your brachos. He took the kedusha from you. Right? Targum says, what's b'mirma? B'chachma. He came with the chachma. It's not a real mirma. It says, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonneveld, b'mirma is g'machmi afikomen. Afikomen. B'achicha b'mirma. When you take the afikomen, you do it b'mirma. It's a conspiracy against the Kuma. It's a conspiracy against them because they conspired against us. Yaakov wasn't taking the brachas which belonged to Esau. He was taking his brachas back. If only Yitzhak knew who Yaakov was and who Esau was, of course it was Yaakov's brachas. And they knew Baruch HaKodesh. Yaakov going to Esau, before Esau, to take the brachas of Yitzhak is afikomen every year. And when did that take place? Right at Pesach, as I'll say. That's the afikomen. The brachas is the afikomen. And it's done b'mirma. B'mirma b'gamachi afikomen. And with this Rebbeisa, we understand why there's a minhag of stealing the afikomen by the children. Children steal the afikomen because that's the whole secret of afikomen. They steal back the kedusha. And that's the role of Mashiach. Mashiach is that tino, like the Gemara makes a drasha. Al tigu b'mashichai, don't touch my mashichachs. Gemara. Who is these mashiachs? Elu hatinokos. A tinok is called Mashiach. The reason why is because Mashiach is ein das. Doesn't have a das. No das. Just like a tinok has no das, Mashiach has no das. Complete bittul tasha. Right? When you do that, when you're like a Yaakov Avinu, that he had complete bittul to Rivka, he was no das. Whatever Rivka says, I'm going to do. He had no das of his own. He didn't want to do it. But he says, I'm mevatel myself to you. Whatever you say, I'm going to do. That's the idea. If you can go in without a das, you can take it back. That's, by the way, why Purim is a heksher for Pesach. You can't go to Pesach without a Purim. Because only when you're a Purim dikayid that you're an ein das can you eat afikomen properly, take back the kedusha. So there's the hemshech from Purim to Pesach. That when you're a Tino, when you're a Mashiach, when you're on that level, Al Tigo b'Mashiachai, you can steal the afikomen, you can really steal the afikomen, you should be able to take the kedusha back and the metzchot and kind of mitzvah ketikun and shvizecha to the gula shtem of amit and heraminot.
Amen.
Rabbi, no, Rabbi, no, he's coming this week. Rabbi, no, he's coming this week.